Rugby Australia's Chief Executive Raylan Castle is today defending the organisation's decision to settle its court case with former Wallaby Israel Folau. Ms Castle says Rugby Australia made the right call to sack Folau after he made a series of homophobic remarks in social media posts. But critics are questioning why the organisation has paid Folau a settlement that's rumoured to be as high as $8 million. The ABC's national sports reporter David Mark joined me in the studio. David, what did Raylan Castle say today about the payout figure to Israel Folau?
Well, not surprisingly, she wasn't prepared to talk about the dollar figure at all. That is a commercial and confidence figure. And then, you know, we've heard that for a couple of days now, that neither of the parties will be talking about what the actual figure was. One newspaper did report that $8 million figure. I don't know where that comes from. All we know from Raylan Castle is that she said that is wildly inaccurate. We do know that Rugby Australia has got insurance policies to cover this sort of thing, and they did call on those insurance policies. I asked her whether the payout figure would affect Rugby Australia's bottom line, and she said that it wouldn't actually affect any of their programs. But how that whole figure is divvied up, I don't know. What sort of premiums they might have to pay and so on. It's hard to imagine that they get out of this scot-free just relying on insurance. She says it won't affect the bottom line, but let's hear a little bit about what Raylan Castle had to say regarding that payout figure.
These are ultimately commercial decisions. I'm ultimately taking this conversation further into a court situation was not helping the game, and so we made a decision that gave us cost certainty, that put us in the best financial situation and entering the new year in a positive way.
So, David, is there criticism that Rugby Australia did decide to settle rather than fight this case in the courts?
It's certainly unusual given that all the rhetoric coming from Rugby Australia for the past 8 months, ever since it tore up Israel Folau's contract, was that it was doing the right thing on moral grounds, essentially, and that it wanted to have its day in court and fight for what it was believed to be right. And as recently as Monday, when Raylan Castle headed into mediation with Israel Folau, she said, "We've had a lot of support, that people are telling us we're doing the right thing." So all of a sudden they've turned around and said, "We had to make this decision because it was the right thing to do commercially and not fight out the issue in court," seems to me at least to be slightly contradictory. Do you want to have your say? Do you want to say that this is the right thing? Because as it stands, they've apologised to Israel Folau and his wife Maria Folau. The Folaus have also apologised. Everybody's amicable and they've reached this mutual consensus. But we know for a fact that no one's really changed their position. So they're trying to hold these two sort of contrary positions. Raylan Castle today said that they have stood by what their principles are and what they believe in, that rugby is inclusive. Well, if that is the case, why not fight it out in court? Well, they obviously thought they were going to take too big a hit. The court case was going to drag on and on and on, and so they came up with some kind of settlement.
And, of course, Israel Folau is saying that this vindicates him. Is that correct?
Well, they've apologised to him, and he's in an interesting situation too, because he also said he wanted to have his day in court, and he's also settled for a dollar figure. So, again, you know, you've got, I don't know whether you call it double standards, but people aren't exactly acting on what they said they were going to do all the way along. Is he vindicated? Potentially, because Rugby Australia has apologised to him about hurt caused to him. But what it hasn't really done is answered the fundamental question, which is really at the heart of this case, is what rights do people have in terms of their freedom of religious expression if they have an employment contract? Like you or I or millions and millions and millions of Australians work under employment contracts. What rights do we have to say things on social media about freedom of religion or any other subject matter for that matter that our employers might not like? Could they sack us? And that's why a lot of people were seeing this as a really interesting potential test case to look at this very question. What can people say regarding their religious beliefs? That hasn't been tested now, and so I guess we're no closer to knowing what the answer is.
And it leaves Ms Castle under some pressure. How did she respond today to those calls for her to stand down?
She's been very defiant, and she's been defiant the whole way through. She basically says that she hasn't done anything wrong and that she made all the right calls all the way along. Whether it was the right call in the first place to re-sign him for 4 years, well, she says she can look back in hindsight and question things, but she feels that that was the right call. Was it the right call not to have particular clauses around Israel Folau's social media use? Well, she says that she's been vindicated because their code of conduct stood up. But she is nevertheless under a lot of pressure about the Israel Folau issue, about the coaching situation in the Wallabies, about the Wallabies' poor performance over recent times, about the situation that she inherited with the declining state of Super Rugby. It's been a bit of a mess, but she's still there, she's been defiant, and she has remained defiant.
No, we didn't get it wrong. At the end of the day, we stood up for the values of Rugby Australia. The person that chose to breach the code of conduct was found guilty. His contract was ultimately terminated because of that. That stands up and continues to say this is an inclusive sport. Behaviour and commentary of this type is not acceptable in our sport, and everybody in rugby needs to be included regardless of what their background is.
That's Rugby Australia's Chief Executive, Raylene Castle, and our National Sports Reporter, David Mark, there.